In Mexico, the Rio Grande is called the Rio Bravo, the Great or Wild River. Yet it's anything but that these days. For the second time in 2 years, the mouth of the Rio Grande has silted up. A severe drought coupled with mismanagement by Mexican water authorities has debilitated the once mighty river. As diplomats wrangle over how to share the scarce water, downriver farmers in Texas and Mexico have grown desperate. NPR's John Burnett reports from the banks of the river.
So we're standing here on the sandbar, and it looks like the mouth of the Rio Grande is about 100 yards from the Gulf of Mexico.
That's about right, yeah. It comes about 100 yards short of its destination. That's the amazing thing about the beach process, is it covers up and buries everything and just makes it beach.
Randy Blankenship, with the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department, stands on what has become the newest eastern land border between the United States and Mexico. This is just one of the symptoms of what's becoming the longest drought on record, surpassing even the devastating dry spell of the 1950s.
We've never been this dry with so little irrigation water. So we're just playing it day to day. We don't know what to do.
Bobby Sparks is a farmer in the southern tip of Texas. Though it's called the Rio Grande Valley, it's actually a delta formed over the millennia as the flooding river deposited silt along its course. When watered, this alluvial soil grows the sweetest grapefruit and the juiciest melons on the planet. At least that's what the locals brag. But 7 years of drought has cost millions of dollars in crop losses and left growers dispirited.
We've got people talking about retiring, people talking about selling out, children putting in a mobile home park. Selling the corner acre off to a gas station, doing anything they can to generate a little money. But they realize that the water is never going to be here like it used to be.
Since the 1960s, ample rains in the vast Rio Grande watershed had kept the cities and croplands of northern Mexico and south Texas well hydrated. But a drought, which some say is 10 years long and running, is straining binational relations over ownership of the life-sustaining river. At issue is a vital Mexican tributary called the Rio Conchos, which begins high in the pine-quilted mountains of Chihuahua State, 1,200 river miles west of Bobby Sparks' farm. The Rio Conchos joins the Rio Grande near the Big Bend of West Texas. Under a 1944 treaty, Mexico must contribute a portion of Rio Conchos water to the Rio Grande. In return, the United States sends water from the Colorado River to Baja California. Over the past 7 years, Mexico has fallen behind on its water deliveries, logging up a debt of hundreds of billions of gallons. South Texas farmers like Sam Sparks, the father of Bobby, do not believe the drought is solely to blame. They accuse Mexican farmers in the distant Rio Conchos Basin of hogging the water.
We must face the reality and say to Mexico, you know, you're not living up to your treaty obligation, and you're pleading these reasons for doing it when really the root cause, because the satellite photos show your dams were full of water down there and you could sense some of it, but you held it back to take care of your own needs there.
The Rio Grande water war has also pitted Mexicans against one another. Water users near the river's mouth feel like hungry orphans at the end of the dinner table. For brief periods over the past 2 summers, the Mexican city of Matamoros had no water for its 500,000 residents when the Rio Grande evaporated.
Yeah, it was completely dry. I mean, you can just cross it. You were not going to be able to wash, to get wet in your shoes or feet. I mean, it was completely dry.
And what did people do for water in your city?
Well, just the water that we could take, you know, in our water trucks.
Salvador Trevino, manager of the Matamoros water system, says with no let-up of the drought forecast, he expects more water emergencies this summer. Conditions are even more dire for the farmers of Irrigation District 25, west of Matamoros. Look here at the effects of the drought on us, says a proud paunchy farmer named Mario Garcia, motioning to a reeking carcass beside his pickup. Not far away, a reclining animal shakes uncontrollably, only hours from death. My lambs are dying. My cattle too, he says, because there's no water. For the third year, he says, his irrigation canals will be dry. With no water to sustain his corn and sorghum, by summer the only green out here will be the mesquite trees that rim the parched, windswept fields. Last summer, when Mexico agreed to repay a small percentage of the water it owed Texas, Mexican farmers sued their National Water Commission and lost.
Le está pagando con el agua que ya está asignada al Distrito Riego 25.
They paid the U.S. with our water, water that is assigned to District 25, Garcia says. You cannot forget us down here. If there were no water up in the Rio Conchos district, we wouldn't expect anything, he continues, because that's nature. But we know there's water up there. Other compañeros are using it up there when they're not authorized to. Recent satellite photos of the Rio Conchos basin, as well as dam release figures, show indisputably that Mexico continues to irrigate its croplands. Texas water authorities believe that over the past 7 years, Mexico has had sufficient water to meet some, if not all, of its treaty obligations. Mexico steadfastly maintains the water is simply not there for anyone. Last year, Mexico declared drought emergencies in 9 northern states, including Chihuahua. As an advisor on transborder water issues to the Mexican Foreign Affairs Ministry, Alberto Secchi has grown exasperated with all the finger-pointing.
I don't blame them for complaining because of the terrible scarcity that this drought has caused. The only thing is that trying to put the blame on not only the Mexican government, anybody, even God, doesn't help anybody, because that's not going to give them any more water.
As negotiators continue working to resolve Mexico's water deficit, both sides say it's time for some new thinking about the overtaxed river. Farmers in both countries should modernize their irrigation systems to avoid water loss. Border cities, with their exploding populations, must look for alternate water sources and not rely solely on the river. And ultimately, American water officials will ask Mexico to put its treaty obligations above the immediate needs of its own hard-pressed growers. For the first time, concludes Alberto Secchi, nature is forcing us to rethink the Rio Grande Basin. John Burnett, NPR News, along the Rio Grande.